Today I'd like to look with you at Carmelo Khayyam Anthony. Born May 29th, 1984, he plays in the NBA for the New York Knicks. He was drafted. He was the third pick in the 2003 draft, first round, third pick overall, and he was selected by the Denver Nuggets. He led the Syracuse Orangemen to a national championship in college as a freshman. He did that. He's 6'8". He was born in Brooklyn, New York. Solid ball player, a scoring machine. And gifts or his awards are amazing. He's a 10-time NBA All-Star. He's 2-time NBA All-Second Team, 4-time All-NBA Third Team, NBA Scoring Champion in 2013, NBA All-Rookie First Team, NBA Rookie Challenge MVP, 3-time USA Basketball Male Athlete of the Year, NCAA Championship, as I mentioned. He was the NCAA Final Four Most Outstanding Player, consensus second team All-American, and his number 15 has been retired by Syracuse. He has a gold medal from Beijing, a gold medal from London, a gold medal from Rio de Janeiro, and so he's done the job. But as I look at his life, I watch what's going on with him when it comes to basketball. A lot of personal accolades, the ability to score, to score a lot of points. But does that make him a winner? And what keeps him from winning a championship? I think we live in a time where people mark success by how many championships one has. He's got a lot of friends in the league, which is great. He loves his wife. It seems that he's made some of the decisions that he's made because he wants to further her career, whether her being a model or an actress or having a line of clothing. And he's also dipped his toe in other aspects of life. He's obviously done commercials. He even had a little short scene in the show Sons of Anarchy. And so this is a young man that has done well for himself. But when I think about him, I think what helps winning a championship? And what you'll find is there is a single-mindedness that needs to be the case. There's a lot of things that can distract us in our lives. And so if I haven't won a championship yet, maybe I need to focus completely on basketball. Maybe I need to focus completely on the thing that I'm called to do. Well, I come to a passage in Luke chapter 9, and it says this, beginning at verse 57, "As they were going along the road, someone said to him, 'I will follow you wherever you go.' And Jesus said to him, 'Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.' To another he said, 'Follow me,' and he said, 'Lord, let me first go and bury my Father.' And Jesus said to him, 'Leave the dead to bury their own dead, but as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God.' Yet another said, 'I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home.'" And this is the verse I want you to key on, verse 62. "Jesus said to him, 'No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God.'" And so when you think about that, when a person is involved in that aspect of farming, he puts the plow into the dirt and he starts to do the job. And what would happen with farmers is they would have something on the horizon that they would line up so that they would have straight rows as they are doing their plowing. And if they kept looking back, the rows would become crooked. It would become not what it was meant to be. And this is what I see in his life, is he's got a lot of distractions. I'm glad he loves his wife. I'm glad he's trying to help her. But what is his job? What is supposed to be getting accomplished? And so maybe the singleness of mind, the Bible says that the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I think this is an incredible ball player. I think that he could win a championship. It's nice when you can surround yourself with players that will help you. But part of the wisdom comes when somebody becomes so single-minded that this is completely what they want to do. That if scoring is the thing that I look at my life and I go, well, that's not necessarily being the thing that's going to win championships, then I will do whatever it takes to win the championships. I won't keep shooting the ball. I'll pass the ball. If it means that I cannot be distracted by other things, then I will do that. So where are you at today when it comes to things of God? What are the distractions that are in your life? Are you putting off a decision to say, I'm going to follow him and I'm going to follow him completely? That's what he demands of us. And ultimately, the prize is eternal life, because I've got to be all in for Jesus Christ. Where are you at with this today?